Hello. How are you? How's everyone doing on internet land? This is Michael Anfield. Thank you for joining me on Creating a Beautiful World Radio. This is the podcast series at Peaceful Village Raw Vegan Healing Community at peaceful-village.com. You can check it out. We're always interested in connecting with you in any way through whatever channels that we have. We also have a contact, so you can contact us at any point. So come as a guest. We have guest days. We have volunteer opportunities. And people can come and join as a community member, either as a volunteer or as a guest. And yeah, so peaceful-village.com. Okay, to start off this topic, this is the topic about nudity and barefootism and why we believe it's so important to practice every single moment of our lives as much as we can. Of course, one thing we understand is that when we're in society in towns and cities, it's going to be hard to be barefoot and naked in the place that we live, especially if we're in a shared living quarters with people, or if we're walking down the street or whatever it is. You know, it actually doesn't say anywhere. So yeah, in the cities and the towns, it's very difficult to be naked, to be barefoot. Barefoot, yes, you can. Of course, people will wonder. And also it's difficult to do that if we're living in a cold place, especially during winter when there's a lot of snow and it's so cold. So these are the things that unfortunately prohibit us from exhibiting our true natural ability to just be naked wherever we are. And also another thing is that we're not used to, even people that feel and believe that yes, it's our natural right to be naked and to walk barefoot. In this case, I'm going to talk about nakedness, because walking barefoot is pretty relatively simple to do, you know. Unless, of course, the concrete or asphalt road is very hot and you need shoes or something, or sandals. But otherwise, yeah, walking barefoot, it's not really a huge stigma or anything. It's basically the nakedness, being completely naked. Even topless is kind of, yeah. And when people say, oh, you know, free the nipple, it's kind of, no, we need to free everything. We were born naked, and then right away we're clothed. You know, we're putting a blanket or we're putting something on ourselves. And that's only because, of course, the womb is so hot that, yeah, we have to adjust to the ambient temperature of the surrounding. And usually in a hospital or in a birthing center or something, it's very problematic because the air is not, it's usually artificial air or air conditioning or something. And a lot of lights and all kinds of things that disturb, you know, the baby. So being naked is really our birthright. It's really about, hey, we came into this world naked and now let's do it. And you know, when we're eating healthfully and we're living healthfully in nature, we ultimately unless we're living in a place that is very, very conservative and we're not living by ourselves or in a community that accepts nudism or nakedness, basically it won't work, you know. We just have to go somewhere where we're accepted, where that is accepted, you know, or just live by ourselves somewhere. So when we live completely natural, we don't put any chemicals on our skin, and we don't use deodorants, and we don't use this and that and perfumes and so forth, and our skin and our body start to heal, and we eat more naturally, especially raw vegan, and eating fruits and vegetables in the raw, natural, ripe state, and then do this for some period of time and continuously for our entire lives, we start to heal. And then eventually, you know, on occasion eating some cookery, or better yet, just eliminating it completely. Then when we go to the sun, it's very healing. Now, of course, in the beginning, we're going to feel that the tropical sun at certain points of the time, it's going to be very, very unbearable. And then we can just be a few minutes a day in the sun. Then over time, our bodies start adjusting, our bodies start peeling, our bodies start becoming red and all kinds of things, especially if we're very light skinned or pale skinned. And then what we do ultimately is we just continue this. You know, don't worry about if it's peeling, don't worry about if it's red. Over time, it will adjust, our bodies will adjust, and we will eventually feel that it's just incredible, you know. And we go also to the river or to a natural source of water, rainwater or something, basically washing ourselves, not with shampoos or conditioners or any artificial crap, but basically with fruit, you know, lemon, ripe lemons, rubbing into our hair, into our scalp, into our bodies, avocado and banana or plantain mixed, very, very ripe or overripe, blended or mixed together. Better if we do it with our hands. So, and then we put it all over our skin and our hair and everything and rub it very, very well. And of course, in between each thing that we do, each application, like the lemon one, for example, we wait a few moments, we go into the river or waterfall or rain or wherever. If it's a hard rain, it's fine. And we just wash ourselves, you know, we get rid of it all and that's it. We take a comb, we start brushing our hair, we're doing all this kind of thing. And over time, we start to heal and we start to, you know, do these kinds of things. And then we start to enjoy the sun, and we start to realize that the sun gives us life. The sun, yeah, we start to realize that dark-haired people, like brunettes, even redheads, probably, their eye colors will, their irises will start to heal, their eye color will start to heal. Their hair will start to get a little bit blonde. You know, because if you're in the sun a lot of hours, in the beginning it's like a few minutes and so forth, and then when you start to work, yeah, sometimes you want to get away from the sun, but sometimes you want to be in the sun a little bit. You know, even an hour a day I think is beneficial, because there's times during the tropical weather or subtropical weathers where it's cold, or, you know, there's not as much sun during certain times when it's raining or something. And what I noticed is that it's beneficial to get as much sun as we can on our skins. So that's the thing. So that is why it is so, so incredible. And these chemical concoctions that we use, the suntan lotions and other things, even though they claim it's a natural thing, even makeup and tattoos and all these things, block a lot of the beautiful sun that we need. And the sun doesn't harm anyone unless we're putting crap on our skin, crap chemicals on our skin, or garbage into our bodies. So that is the key, you know. It doesn't give us skin cancer, it doesn't give us cataracts. It's beautiful. The sun is beautiful. Yeah. So enjoy the sun, but the sun is a little bit different in the temperate zones, in the colder zones of the world. Different, very different. And the sun during summertime or wintertime is not the same as the tropical weather. So it's not the same. And getting what, and supplementing also with vitamin D and all these kinds of things, B12 and so forth, that's nonsense. You know, if we're eating healthy, if we're living healthily, if we're in the nature, in the tropics, and we're there for many months and years, we don't need to worry about supplementation. Let nature take care of us and not some pharmaceutical companies. No matter if it says vegan on the package or whatever, you know. We're not meant to eat to digest lichens or to digest synthetic vitamin D or whatever. So this is not, you know, our natural things to be doing. The body cannot absorb individual nutrients, just like the soil cannot absorb individual nutrients. We need a holistic way of living, of being, of eating, of sleeping, of living. So thank you for joining me here on Creating a Beautiful World Radio. I'm Michael Landfield. This is Peaceful Village Raw Vegan Healing Community. Please visit us at peaceful-village.com to learn more about us and to join us as a guest, volunteer, or future community member. Take care, everybody. Until next time. Bye-bye. I just want to mention one last thing. And if you hear this, this may come right after the recording. So it's a kind of a bonus. So one thing that people have mentioned is that, oh, it's okay if you do what you do, but let me keep my clothes on. And it's like, you're disrespecting prana, you're disrespecting nature. Prana is life force. You're disrespecting nature, you're disrespecting the sun. We need sun on our bodies. Our bodies are sick. Our bodies need to breathe. Yes, I use clothing during the time when I go to the town to get my food and to use internet and all that kind of stuff. But my partner and I, that's not the case. We don't think that way, you know. It's a natural thing and we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Why do we have to be ashamed of our natural bodies that we came into the world with? So it's only because people are shameful of their body in some way. They're shameful and they think it's a sexual thing. And that's just because society put that kind of advertise that kind of way of thinking. So this is not the way we're really supposed to be living. Okay, this is not the way we're really supposed to be living. We're supposed to be living naked, much as we can in nature. Let's do it, let's not be ashamed. Whatever happened in the past, that's fine. Here in Peaceful Village, we don't judge or shame anyone or sexualize anyone. So come join us. Hey, everybody. This is a beautiful place, so come join us and we'll see you soon.